Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As we've been telling you this morning, two mayoral inaugurations make state history today. In Boston, Thomas Menino makes history by being sworn in for an unprecedented fifth term in office. In Lawrence, the state's first Latino mayor takes office. The Dominican-born William Lantigua assumes responsibility for a city trying to stay out of bankruptcy. But even before taking office, Lantigua is sparking controversy, as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
For the last 6 years, Willie Lantigua has served as a state representative from Lawrence, one of the state's poorest cities. He took the unusual step of opening an office away from the statehouse in downtown Lawrence. He and his staff helped people there with constituent services, and he was surprised to find that most of their problems were local.
Problems that have to do with the office of the mayor, the city council, but yet they come to me. So if 90% of the issues that I deal with are related to City Hall, and I have to call so many people who sometimes don't even answer, why not be the mayor, why not be the boss and make those things, those issues go away?
Lantigua, a native of the Dominican Republic, is tall and lanky and typically wears sleek suits. He's handsome, with a closely shaved bald head. When he was first elected, he wore a long, bushy beard, but got rid of it when elderly voters didn't like it. And that might be one of the only obvious moves he's made for political expediency.
One thing about Willie, and I'm not saying he didn't take input, but Willie is his own man.
Lawrence Assistant City Attorney Richard D'Agostino.
The ultimate choice in William Lantigua's life is always made by William Lantigua, and it's not made by holding his finger in the wind to see which way the wind is blowing. It's made by conviction.
People in Lawrence have gotten a fuller picture of Lantigua's maverick side since he ran for mayor. During the election, Lantigua skipped all public candidate events. He ticked off the local newspaper by refusing to give interviews. And now that he has the job, Lantigua has really shocked some constituents. He wants to be both mayor and state representative.
It's easier for me to get an appointment with the governor, the speaker, or any of them than it would be for a new member coming in that nobody knows.
And Lantigua will need those appointments. Lawrence is counting on getting a huge loan from the state government so it doesn't go bankrupt. One Lawrence city councilor says Lantigua is actually saving the city money by keeping his job at the state house. This way, the city doesn't have to pay for a special election to replace Lantigua. While some politicians and Lantigua supporters can justify the new mayor's unorthodox decision, residents are less understanding. Inside Camilo's barbershop, more than a dozen men wait for a haircut. Many of the men here say they supported other candidates in the primary, but voted for Lantigua in the end because they wanted to finally see a Latino represent Lawrence, where more than 70% of residents are Hispanic. Jorge Orellano says he's counting on Lantigua to make the city more inclusive. But he says he worries that Lantigua might get distracted if he's doing both jobs, and he should focus on the city of Lawrence. Outside a nearby sports bar, owner Jimmy Sarcioni is shoveling snow. Sarcioni is counting on Lantigua to improve the image of Lawrence so more businesses and residents will locate here. But he's not bothered by Lantigua doing both jobs.
Well, I don't know. If that was me, I'd try to make as much money as I could. People that have a problem with that are probably just jealous.
Inside the bar, Lou DeSalle says Lantigua is greedy by taking the two jobs, especially in a city with one of the highest unemployment rates in the state. At the same time, he's willing to give the new mayor a chance.
He can't do any worse than some of the other mayors in the city have, so...
That's the sentiment of many Lawrencians, who seem to have a low bar for leaders. The new mayor, Willie Lantigua, is inheriting a fiscal mess that apparently could have been avoided. The State Department of Revenue issued warnings as far back as 2008 that if the city didn't cut costs, it would go bankrupt. Whether he holds one office or two, Lantigua was confident that he's ready to take on the difficult task of getting the city back in the black. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.